prance and hop, twirl and swirl, and never stop. In and round and around, everyone dance to the merry music sound.
And look at all the little children playing in the upstairs rooms.
Dance, little boys, sing, little girls.
And outside on the terrace, smart little soldiers are marching up and down.
Quick march. Change the guard.
Oh, and look who's opening the castle door.
It's a tiny Godpapa Drosselmeyer.
No bigger than my thumb.
As small as a mouse.
But the spitting image, eye patch and all.
Oh, it's quite wonderful, Godpapa Drosselmeyer. Isn't it, children?
It's lovely, thank you.
Godpapa?
Yes, my boy.
Why doesn't the little Godpapa Drosselmeyer open one of the other doors?
That's impossible, Fred.
But why doesn't the people dancing in the hall come out and dance on the lawn?
But that's not possible either.
Then, can you children come down the stairs so I can see them better?
No, I'm afraid not.
Then, can the soldiers march into the castle?
Of course they can't. The machinery can only work in the way it's made to work.
What did I tell you? Only clockwork.
Then I think I'd rather play with my toy soldiers. I can make them do manoeuvres up and down, forward and backward, just as I choose. Not like your people in your castle.
Fred, don't be so rude to Godfather.
He has worked very hard to make it such a beautiful toy.
This is a masterpiece of mechanical engineering, and it is not for rude and stupid children. I will pack my castle away.
You must forgive him, Godpapa. I'm sure he didn't mean it. Please, show me again how it works. It's so delightful to watch.
After taking so much trouble, I do not think I deserve to be insulted in this way.
Godpapa, please.
Well, all right, if you're quite sure you wish to see it again.
Oh, but I do.
Very well, then.
Oh, look, everyone.
At last, somebody's seen me.
Who is this dear little man?
Oh, that is Master Nutcracker.
What does he do?
Well, he likes to imagine he's a brave and gallant soldier. That's why he's always standing to attention, but that's just a fantasy he has. His real job is cracking open hard nuts.
Well, then he's useful to have around, especially at Christmas.
Nice to feel wanted.
He's an ugly little chap.
Charming.
He's not.
Oh, but he is, my dear. He's really dreadfully ugly.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, what if he is?
Oh, I was just beginning to like her.
He looks kind and friendly.
But just look at his clothes. Whoever saw a soldier with such an outrageous uniform?
Well, whose fault's that?
You wear funny clothes, Godpapa Drosselmeyer.
Oh, do I indeed?
Yes, but you're still a good kind man.
Am I indeed?
Good question.
Papa, please, can I look after him?
He's mine as much as hers, isn't he, Papa?
Well, Fred does have a point. I brought him to work for both of you.
I'll tell you what. Mary, since you like him so much, he can be your special pet. But Fred still has as much right to use him as you do.
Now, let's see Master Nutcracker do his job. Here's some very hard nuts.
Oh, dear, I've been dreading this.
Now, you lift his cloak at the back like this.
And as you do so, he opens his mouth.
Oh, this is really very uncomfortable.
Then you pop in a nut. Oh.
Between his sharp, white teeth.
Here we are. Here's one.
Oh, it's a Brazil nut. Oh, they're always so horribly hard.
Then you push down on his cloak.
His jaws snap shut.
And the nut goes.
Thank you. Delicious.
You try, Mary.
I'm only going to make him crack little nuts. Then he won't have to open his mouth quite so well.